You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget, this Sunday at 11 a.m., News Channel 5, WEWS, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns at 11 a.m. Catch Inside the Cleveland Browns, hosted by Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox, followed by an all-new Dog Pound Report, 11:30 a.m. with myself and Andy Baskin. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here, 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about practice today. A lot of red zone stuff going on.
Two-minute drill.
A lot of two-minute drill. The defense, again, got the better of the offense. I saw while I was out there a nice Jordan Poyer interception from Josh McCown. Deontay Saunders had an interception off of Johnny Manziel. Again, strong from the defense, but the offense did show some life out there. What stood out to you?
They definitely did. I mean, the one encouraging fact that I know we don't necessarily report on who's at practice and who's not, but Dwayne Bowe was out running routes again. Looked good, looked smooth. As well, Josh McCown and not necessarily is, you know, overwhelmingly throwing darts on a very good defense and moving the ball at will, but just overall command. Pre-snap, they've got the music bumping outside. It is very difficult to communicate, and just him lining guys up, you know, taking that snapshot of the defense, then making his checks, you know, getting the playoff before the play clock, of course, expires, and knows where to go with the football, knows what that individual call is trying to accomplish at that part of the football field. And to me, as you would expect out of a veteran like him, he understands the situation, he understands what's at stake, and I'm sure if we were to ask John DeFilippo, they're just on the same page, and you can see that. And I think day by day, which is why they have these, you know, these 10 practices, the offense is clicking a little bit better each and every day. The offensive line looks better. And and even for the offensive line, they look like they're running their tracks better in that zone scheme. And it doesn't look like, you know, just a mosh pit on some of the runs now. You can actually see Crow and West put their foot in the ground and make a cut to what would be a hole, but closes very quickly simply because they're not in shoulder pads.
And how different is it for these run games? What kind of a sense can you get watching it as a player? Do you know what would have worked, what wouldn't have worked, or is without pads it's impossible?
Not impossible, more improbable for you to be able to grab as much as you would like. The most work to really understand how good this run game is going to be, other than looking at it on paper and seeing it on these OTAs, will be the 9-on-7 sessions in pads during training camp.
Okay.
And 9-on-7s, meaning, you know, 9 offensive players, 7 defensive players. And, you know, some might say, well, why do they have 9 and why do we? Well, it's just because you figure 5 offensive linemen, a quarterback, there's 6, 2 running backs, 7-8, and a tight end, 9. And most defenses, want to be able to defend the run with 7 players. And sometimes you may be like a 9-on-8 where you might get that down safety down into the box as an extra run defender. But 9-on-7, and all it is, it's 10 to 15 scripted plays by the offense versus the number one defense. And I don't believe as a defense, you're working on your run fits as well, something that the Cleveland Browns need to do. So we have a team that runs the ball very well with a very strong offensive line, and a team that did not defend the run very well last year and needs to figure out some things on their own. So that will be the one way that this team will be able to compete and really see what works and what doesn't as one wants to improve on the run game and really understand what concepts work and what don't. And another one that needs to make strides and find the right combination of defenders for who can play the proper technique in this defensive front.
And that's what they everybody today talked with a bunch of the defensive coaches. Video of that will be up on clevelandbrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, where they're just talking about it day in and day out. They are saying, we will stop the run. We will stop the run, period, point blank, end of story. That's what they want to do. That's what they say they are going to.
That's what they have to do.
That is what they must do.
To win games in the AFC North, you have to stop the run.
Yep.
Because, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, as big an arm as he has and explosive as Antonio Brown can be, he'd prefer to hand it off 40 times a game if he could.
Sure.
You know, when you take that away, I like our defensive chances to get Big Ben to the ground with this defense and the tenacity and the strength and the grit that they're going to play with collectively to beat up on Antonio Brown and Bryant and get Roethlisberger to the ground as well.
Get him to the ground. Earn the right to rush the passer. Now, something else that stood out to me today, Rob Housler, I thought, had his best day.
Yeah.
Certainly in the red zone, had a couple nice touchdowns. And then just watching the guy that is going to join us in hour number two, and that is the punter, Andy Lee. He's going to be with us at 2:15. Watching him kick the ball is like nothing I've ever seen. He was hitting multiple punts more than 70 yards in the air. They had to back him up. He was kicking it from inside his own 10, and the other team was catching it at the 15. That's 75 yards.
Yep.
I've never seen anything like it.
So, and it's great for him to be able to do that. You don't want him to kick the ball 75 yards.
It's too far.
It's too far. You outkick the coverage on a 75-yard punt in length, you're going to have a 15 to 20-yard return in some cases. And when you have that space, you also give the returner and the return team an opportunity to set things up, you know, almost like a run play. And in some cases, that's what you're doing because, you know, you want the zone scheme and then you want to, you know, kind of stretch a play and then cut it back when everybody's pursuing and you cut back against the pursuit. I would say you'd love him to be more in the 60 to 65 range.
Okay.
Even 55 range, but high. Give me that hang time. Give me 55 with hang time. You're going to get a ton of fair catches. And if not, you're going to have, Robert Nelson and Johnson Buttomose and, you know, Tank Carter and the boys bearing down on this guy to limit that return.
So what is the ideal way to, like, what's the ideal length? 55 yards with a little bit of height?
I would say 55 with good height, with good hang time. And then as I've discussed before, you know, about Andy Lee, the greatest thing, and I talked to Ray Farmer about this with Andy Lee standing there, having played with Andy in San Francisco in 2009, what he does, I won't say better than anybody in the NFL, but as good as anybody in the NFL, is not only can he kick it long and high, but what he does, he directionally punts as good as anybody in the league as well. So when Coach Tabor calls for the ball, you know, outside the numbers, you have a coverage squad covering the numbers to the sideline as opposed to the hash to the sideline. You know, so you're reducing the return game, you know, and that's why for all you Buckeye fans out there, if you've ever noticed, Ohio State has every player that's covering a kick, you know, from one hash to the sideline, and they directionally kick it to the numbers, so you're covering about 20 yards of the football field.
Right.
So you're not giving them 52 and a third yards to return.
And the guy on the opposite side must stay in his lane,
He must stay in his lane. He must stay home. But you're covering a spot instead of covering the entire field because you don't know where the football is going to go. So my whole point in being is not only does Andy Lee have a big leg, can kick it far, can kick it high, but he can put the ball where you want it. And that's what needs to be developed right now on special teams is those coverage guys trusting in Andy Lee and Andy Lee putting the ball where he says or where Coach Tabor says he wants the football, and that trust is being developed because you're going to go cover that spot knowing that the ball will be there.
And that's the key. You just have that reliability and you know it. But I'm just saying, for me, getting to see, you know, I've seen punters in the NFL. I saw Spencer Lanning, and Spencer Lanning is a very good punter in the NFL. The way that Andy Lee kicks the football almost looks like Andy Lee's a different species of a person.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best analogy that I gave you was even yourself as a scratch golfer. I hit the ball. You could say, I hit the ball a ton. You know, I'm a 300-yard driver. What? Go stand next to Jordan Spieth.
Right.
And then go play with a PGA Tour golfer. And that's the equivalent. Or a web.com tour guy next to a PGA professional.
Sure.
You know, okay, I'm on the green. I'm inside 10 feet. Which putt would you rather have? And that's what you get. And the greatest thing about this acquisition and Ray Farmer evaluating talent is, and bringing these guys in, how many times have we heard, dude, Randy Starks is a baller? You know, there are great players out there in the National Football League. It is now Ray Farmer's job to groom them by drafting them, but also acquiring them however he has to via free agency, via trade, because I could say the same thing. Dude, I've never seen anybody sling the ball like Aaron Rodgers before, but yet I've played with Phillip Rivers, I've played with Alex Smith, I've played with Drew Brees, but nobody can sling it like he does, and there's the reason why he's paid how he is. There's the reason why he's the number one player in all of football right now. He's the best at what he does, and I think that's what we acquired in Andy Lee.
It was impressive to see, and we're going to have him at 2:15 on this show. Still to come, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, will have his press conference, so a lot to get to here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Call us up. Call your shot. What is going to happen tonight at the Q? Let us know. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.